Good morning, Delaware. We've got a surprise for you this morning. It is not Nicole and Molly Myers-Libady. It's Nicole and Hannah Simpson.
Ooh, hello.
Hello. And you are in for a treat. You get not one Nicole, but two Nicoles this morning. Nicole Claudie from our Friends of the Library is here with us as our guest this morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Nicole. And Hannah and Mark, I hear you get to be our new friend on the board, our WDLR extraordinaire leader, Magnificat.
After all these years of service, I finally achieved nirvana.
Yes. I know. We got a Fred, we got a Gage, now we get a Mark. How lucky are we?
I know, right? I'm super stoked.
You should be.
Bring donuts next time.
Okay. All right.
Noted. Sorry.
It was late news. Well, we're trying to keep the pep in our step this morning, but we are all very exhausted. It has been a long week. The Public Library Association Conference, it is a national conference. It's an arm of the American Library Association, is in Columbus this week.
It's a big deal.
A huge deal. I think I read somewhere 8,000 librarians library workers.
It's huge. There's lots of walking, lots of talking, lots of library celebrating and learning.
I know.
I'm glad this is a radio show and not a television show. Because I am tired.
Yeah.
We in a good way.
We sent a good, maybe like a dozen staff members from Delaware County District Library. Thank you to all who went. Thank you to all who are staying back to make sure that the branches can still run as branches to let the other folks go and like do their education. It's been so much fun. We had an event with the Friends earlier this week. Was it just yesterday?
It was yesterday.
It seems like it could have been.
It was just yesterday. We had Zibby Owens come by and do an ice cream social. That was so much fun.
That was great. She came all the way from New York for us, and she didn't disappoint us.
No.
She brought lots of swag, and we had a great time signing books and having fun with her. Ice cream for lunch.
Right.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. So what we're going to talk about a little bit this morning for our book chat, the first half of the week, I'm going to talk about my book haul. What do you want to talk about, Hannah?
Well, at PLA on the exhibit floor, you get to go, and there are lots of the major publishers. You know, there's Macmillan, there's Hachette and Penguin Random House and Simon & Schuster and all those, and they give away advanced reader copies. I walked away with like 16 or 17, so I am not going to talk about all of those titles. I did yesterday when I got home and collapsed in my bed, finish a book.
Oh, good.
I read last year's Ellen Hildebrand called The Five Star Weekend.
Okay.
And it's about a woman who in her 50s has become sort of a lifestyle influencer. She's like a Martha Stewart or Nina Garten and that sort of thing. And then tragically her husband dies and she's reeling from this and she finds this concept of the five-star weekend, and she owns a house on Nantucket. All of Ellen Hildebrand's books are set on Nantucket.
Uh-huh.
And so she invites four friends, one from each sort of era of her life, her childhood best friend, her college best friend, her friend from raising her children, and then one from middle age. And they go and they spend a weekend together, and it's sort of healing, and there's some drama and some underlying tensions. And it's just a delight. I mean, you feel things. There's lots of emotions and twists and turns. And but it's always nice to go back to Nantucket with Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
She puts out a book every year. But this year, this 2024 book is called Swan Song.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Ellen's last book.
Okay.
She's retiring. And she wants to be a bookstagrammer, just an influencer. Just take what she's learned from 20 plus years of writing books.
Interesting.
And yeah, she says she's done writing.
That's amazing. She's not that old.
She is probably in her 60s. She's probably 60, late 50s, 60s.
I just, when I think of her name and her titles and her things like that, I just feel like she's this like young, chipper author.
She was born in 69 because her book was Summer of 69 and one of those books. And it was about, and one of the characters gives birth to twins. And she's the twin who was born in the summer of 69.
So she's in her
50s. Yes, yeah. So she's in her 50s. Math. Thank you.
I think that's a great retirement plan retire as an author and then take on, it's like the professional to consultant kind of like channel. Like I worked in the industry and now I'm going to consult for the industry. That's kind of.
Yes, that's sort of what she's doing. And she's a Nantucket local. She's a year-round Islander. And so I'm really sad that her next book is her last book.
Uh-huh.
But hopefully she'll be fostering talent and passing on what she knows and we'll get Ellen influenced books.
Yeah, kind of like what we learned from Zibby yesterday.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna get closer. Okay, so Nicole, tell us a little bit about what you've been reading lately.
Oh, gosh. Well, I had to finish Zibby Owens' book, Blank, before she got here yesterday. Yeah. So I was like frantically trying to finish that, which was lovely. It's a great read if you have a chance to read it. But the one that I finished right before that is the one that kind of like sat with me. It was The Echo of Old Books.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't bring it with me today, so I can't remember the author of it. But if you look it up,
we'll
for
find
me,
it. Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's about a woman who owns a bookstore, and every time she touches old books, she feels the feelings from the person who owned the book prior.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's
that's
wonderful.
Really fun.
Yeah, and it's really kind of like a mystery. They find these books that they don't know who the authors are, but they're feeling these feelings, and they want to find out the true story, like where they came from. So it's really a wonderful read.
It is Barbara Davis.
Thank you, Barbara
yes.
Davis. Yeah,
a little
remember.
Bit of magical realism.
You know that's up my alley.
We love
yeah,
that.
It was great. It was something I hadn't read, like a concept I hadn't read before, and
yeah.
I thought, oh, this is a great story plot. You
the
know?
Echo of Old Books. That yeah. sounds so nice.
Yeah, my book club picked that, and I was glad they did. So.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
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 Well, I have not finished anything lately. I'm continuing on in my spicy romance series, but we won't talk about that. But whenever you do go to the Public Library Association conferences, or many of these conferences, they have these, like Hannah said, advanced reader copies. We call them ARCs, that you can get. They're pre-published books. They might have things that aren't corrected in them. They basically send them out so that people can give the book reviews and get boost the sales before the book is actually released, which will help the book in its overall sales. And so there are tons of these. And like Hannah said, she walked away with 16. I try and limit my copies because I really don't read as often as I should. And so I only take what I absolutely know I'm going to read. So I'm just going to name a couple that I'm excited about. One is called Nosy Neighbors, a novel by Freya Sampson. And she also has written The Lost Ticket, if you've heard of that title before. This one is already out, so you can check it out now. So it's a little bit, it's not exactly an advanced reader copy, but I got my free copy of it. It's a nice, like, merging of the two generations of people who can be grumpy, but they come together to really, like, solve a solution, to solve a problem. So we have 25-year-old Kat Bennett. She's never felt at home anywhere, and especially in the kind of, like, crumbling apartment building that she lives in. Then there's also 77-year-old Dorothy Darling, and she's lived in the apartment building for longer than any of the other residents. She's, you know, cantankerous. She's vindictive. Both of them are kind of like in a bad spot. Kat is prickly and unapproachable. They both kind of like spy on their neighbors but don't really interact with their neighbors. But their building is now facing demolition, and they realize that they have a united cause that they want to save it. And so sworn enemies become unlikely allies in their quest to save their historic home. So I like those sorts of tropes wherever you have young and old.
A little
old.
Heartwarming.
Yeah, young yeah. and old coming together,
cozy.
Learning from each other. It does, yeah. I'm really excited. I screamed whenever I saw that they had this one. This is the fourth in the Meant to Be Disney series. It's called Tangled Up in You. And it is part of the Disney's, this is Disney's, it's like a chaste romance series on the Chili Pepper scale. It's like a one or a two. They're very sweet. They're romantic. And they're retellings of the Disney princesses in modern romance stories. And so this one, Tangled Up in You, of course, is about a Rapunzel retelling. So we have Wren, who is, you know, not really technologically savvy, but she does love to read two or three or four or five books, you know, or several hundred. And she's taught herself to paint, if you're getting the theme from the opening of Tangled. But she attends her lifelong dream of attending a college. Then there's another man who has his life mapped out. He's also at college, and he gets his criminal record wiped clean. And he passes himself off as a rich, handsome player. And of course, he's just a few short months from checking one step off his plans. They you know, have a meet cute, and then life goes on. I don't know.
Well, and what's great about that one in particular in this whole series is they are very, each one is written by established romance authors. So if,
yes.
if there was one that was Talia Hibbert, and this is Christina Lauren, and
yeah.
they are two best friends who co-write books together.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy their work. So I also picked that one up, and I'm excited to read it.
Yeah, that's one of the fun things is they use established romance authors for Dumplin. Who wrote Dumplin? Murphy?
Julie Murphy.
Julie Murphy. Julie Murphy was another author in this series as well. I picked up a kid's book. It's called The Land of Afronia. It's a unicorn book, but the unicorns are like, what do I want to say, Afrocentric.
Yes.
And so they represent more of the African culture of unicorns, which I love so
they
much.
They all have beautiful like textured manes and tails, and it's really, really beautiful artwork.
It's so much fun. It's a graphic novel. It's great. It's going to be great for like, you know, young middle elementary readers. I have a Sylvia Moreno Garcia that I picked up, The Seventh Veil of Salome. Would that be right?
That's the correct pronunciation.
Thank you. I always look to Hannah. And then Hannah picked me up this one, which I'm so excited. It's Kate McKinnon, but it's by G. Edwina Candlestack, as told to Kate McKinnon. And it's called The Millicent Quibb, School of Etiquette for Young Ladies of Mad Science. And
it's the first in a series. And when I walked up to the publishing table and I said, wait, Kate McKinnon? They said, yep. I said, SNL, Cat Lady, Weird Barbie. And they went, yup. And I said, oh, thank you very much. I know exactly who needs this.
Yes. I am so excited. It is a madcap new adventure about three sisters, a ravenous worm, and a mysterious mad scientist. And so this one is going to be published in October of this year. So hopefully I'll be able to give it a read before then and tell you all about it so that you can go out and order it as your Christmas gifts. I think that would be
perfect.
It would
be lovely for that.
All right. Well, we will take a break. We'll come back on the other half, talk to Nicole Clotty, president of the Friends of the Delaware County District Library, and all the wonderful things they have coming up. So stay tuned. Oh,
boo,
thank you, Mark.
30 degrees.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Not boo, Mark. Yay, Mark.
Yay, yeah, that's right.
Yay, Mark, boo, 37 degrees.
Yes, thank you.
Also, my dear mother said, where did Gage go? Don't worry, Gage is not gone. He just might have some other morning duties that he's doing on the, which station did you say?
He's on the New Oldies station.
The New Oldies.
Oldies 92.9.
92.9, Oldies with Gage.
That's right,
the young,
Oldies.
Young Gage.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Everybody likes a cute little redhead. Kid, don't they?
It's giving Opie.
Come on, Mom. Give me a chance, Mom. Come on.
All right. Well, we are happy to be back on Off the Shelf with you this Friday. We have Nicole Clotty, president of the Friends of the Delaware County District Library, in the studio with us this morning. Welcome, Nicole.
Thanks for having me.
We're so happy.
The Friends feel as tired as you do.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were thinking when we planned our calendar for April this year,
right.
But like the first week of April, we're already exhausted and we've got lots of things coming. So,
yeah. So to recap, yesterday, as part of Public Library Association's conference, you brought Zibby Owens over to the North Market and you fed us some delicious Jenny's ice cream. You introduced us to the Zibbyverse, and it was a really lovely event.
Thanks. We thought we had some fun with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she went on to Dayton to have in conversation with Anna Quinlan last night.
Right.
So that was wonderful.
But, oh, yeah. Wow.
What a whirlwind.
Yeah. It was a whirlwind. So.
And now, what do you have tonight?
Oh, gosh. Excited to have a book sale at Delaware Main Library tonight. I know Karen Greaser, who is our book sale coordinator, is excited to have it because they haven't had a book sale there since the fall.
Oh, yeah.
And they are overflowing right. with books. So she is, like, excited to make that happen. So if you're around tonight in Delaware, we're there from 5 to 8 in the garage behind the mm-hmm. library, and tomorrow from 9 to 3 in the garage and 10 to 3 in the community room for media sales.
Yeah, the media sales are great. They're the DVDs and just the ways that you can really stack up all of your at-home visual library.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that should be fun. We might be freezing a little bit tonight. I've got my electric blanket and my heater, but it never seems to stop shoppers. So
no.
We're excited for it.
So that's at the Delaware Main Library. Tonight's a perfect opportunity because it's also a First Friday. So if folks are walking around downtown, then they'll be able to just walk over to, you could park at the library. You could
Absolutely.
Swing by, get some books for your bookshelf. And then we'll have the bookmobile downtown as well. We're going to be passing out. This is the only opportunity that you're going to get eclipse glasses from the library. We haven't had them all season long, but tonight we're going to help Main Street pass them out at the Downtown Delaware First Friday. So we're really excited about that. And then go back when you get back to your car and get more books from the book sale. When people buy, do they have to be Friends members? How much do they cost? How can they get their book haul?
No, if you just want to come as a non-member of the Friends, you can buy a book. Paperbacks are $1, hardbacks are $2. But if you have a big load in your arms, you can buy a bag,
mm-hmm.
and it's a better deal. So if you're a non-member of the Friends, the bag is 25. If you're a member, it's 20.
Okay. Yeah. And then it's just you fill it.
You fill it to the brim. Oh, yeah. As much as you can fill.
That's a great bang for your buck.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Absolutely. People love that, the bag pricing.
And I love, I was talking to Brenda, your treasurer, yesterday, and she was saying that a lot of folks will, you know, come to the book sales, they'll stock up on their books, they'll read them, and then they'll donate them back to the friends, and then it kind of like they'll repeat the cycle.
Absolutely. That's a great way to recycle your books. So a lot of people come and love to read at you know, hold a book in their hand and read a book, but uh-huh. they don't have a place to store it in their home. So we're just like, take it, then bring it back, and we'll resell it to somebody else. And, right. and then all that money goes back to the library. So it's mm-hmm. a win-win.
Yeah, that's really great.
One thing that I've heard people do, and I don't know if you knew this, Nicole, is that they, if they have a friend or a family member who's about to have a baby, they'll go and they'll load up on children's books to stock the baby's library. Mm-hmm. And then when the child outgrows those books, they come back. It's a really lovely way to stock a baby library.
Absolutely. We have lots of teachers that come too and stock mm-hmm. their classrooms. Mm-hmm. So we have lots of children's books, lots of young adults, lots of graphic novels, mm-hmm. anything you want. We've got nonfiction, fiction.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a really great educational component too. I was looking through for some different projects that we were doing, and there were lots of science-based ones, you know, bird facts, science facts, eclipse facts.
Right.
You'll see what you'll be able to find tonight.
Exactly. So I hope you come on out.
Yeah, so as if 2 to 3 events in 1 week is not enough for you, then you give yourself maybe a week or two to breathe, and then you've got something pretty big coming up. What's coming up?
Not even a week or two. Next week is National Library Week.
Yes,
right. So we are honoring the Library Workers' Day on the I think it's the 2nd, but we're bringing in donuts to the library on the 3rd. So next week we'll be honoring you guys.
Aww.
So thank you for all you do for us and for the community. It's well appreciated. But on next Saturday, on April 13th, we have the Young Writers Workshop coming up.
Not even a minute to breathe.
I know, not even. I just talked to Penny Mong, who's in charge of that, and she was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's a week away. We've still got a few tickets left, so go out there and sell some tickets for me. And I was like, okay. So
got it.
If you're not familiar with the Young Writers Workshop, it happens. There's 2 sessions, in the morning and the afternoon, on Saturday the 13th. And it's open to kids from kindergarten through 8th grade. And they're welcome at both sessions. But the ticket is $35, but there is a $5 discount if you're a member of the Friends. So you just need to check your email for that discount code. But if you have a youngster in your house who is always writing stories, telling stories, drawing, doodling, you don't want to miss this program for them. Like, they will really enjoy it. It's led by best-selling comic book author and illustrator and a children's educational presenter, Steve Harpster, yeah. from Cincinnati. He's just fabulous. If you haven't been to a program that he's done before, he really walks the kids through the process of how to write a story, how to draw pictures that relate to the story, and they just have a great time. We have some kids that come every year.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a nice way to kind of, as a parent or a grandparent or a caregiver, watch how your child's skill sets are growing. Make sure that you date it, you know, with the year and the date that they created it, and then you can see how each book has kind of progressed year over year or session over session.
Yes.
I attended once with my daughter, I think a year or two ago, and she really loved how Steve Harpster would kind of, he helped them kind of get their juices flowing at the beginning. He started with a quick little kind of like doodling workshop, and then was like, all right, and here you go, write your story. it was really sweet how he led that.
Well, the really exciting thing that for most of them is they get a professionally bound book mm-hmm. at the end, right? And then one copy goes into the library. Mm-hmm. So it actually gets coded and you get a published book in the library. So
yes.
The kids are really excited about that.
So, yeah.
And then they get extra copies. There are like 4 extra copies they get just in time for Mother's Day. So you can give them to moms and grandparents and things like that for Mother's Day.
That's one of the extra bonuses about, because it's a little bit of a new format this time, but you get more copies.
Yes.
And so that is nice. In the past, it was kind of one copy and then you could buy extras. Now you just get all those copies and you can give them to all of those loved ones. And
yes.
What a fun Mother's Day gift.
Oh, yeah. I don't
Father's
know any
Day, hang on to it for that.
Mother
hang on to it for Christmas. Yeah.
That would not want to get that from their, you know, their child or grandchild.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very, very sweet. And to check it out in the library, too. And you can search the catalog for your child's name mm-hmm. and look right there. It is.
There's a young lady that's been coming to Young Writers for many, many years. And she was very proud that she had more books in the library than her uncle, who is a published author. And so she's like walking around telling that, like, I've got more books than you.
That's amazing.
All right. And we don't want to forget about the all of these things, by the way, you can find on DelawareLibraryFriends.org. You can also do DelawareLibrary.org. It's on, we both have them on both of our calendars. So, but DelawareLibraryFriends.org has all of this information where you can buy your ticket and where you can find out more about the book sales. But we don't want to leave without talking about our big event coming up on May 2nd.
Yes.
The Night at the Races.
Yes. This is our huge annual fundraiser for the library, which we're really excited about. It'll be Thursday, May 2nd from 6 to 8:30 at Wedgwood Country Club. It's $60 a ticket and $50 if you're a member of the Friends. But if you can't be there that night, there's also an option to buy a horse for $25, and you can name a horse. So we'll be doing six races that night. You can bet on horses, have lots of food, mint juleps provided by First Citizens National Bank. And our patron sponsor I need to shout out to is Zettler Hardware. But it should be a great evening. I know lots of people are planning to come and wear their hats like they do to the Derby and just have a great time. But you get to really just have fun and build in the excitement of betting on horses, you know, and having a great time. So
it's going to be a really fun one. Uh-oh, Mark's thinking he's got something fun going on over there. Are you going to come and wear your hat, too?
That's what I was thinking about, yeah. mint juleps, too, is what I was thinking.
Exactly. Hats and juleps. That's a magic word.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of husbands are being talked into wearing their hats, so I think there'll be some other guys there, so you won't be alone.
Oh, nice. Cool.
And I think you've got one final plea. We've got, like, 1 second left. Volunteers.
Oh, my gosh. All of this going on, we need help in what we do. Obviously, we're an all-volunteer organization, so our treasurer, Brenda, who you mentioned earlier, is looking for an assistant to help with some QuickBooks. So if you have any knowledge there and could help her out, we'd love that. We need a new publicity chair. So if you're into marketing and publicity and have any knowledge in that area, we'd love to have you. We need a new social media poster. We just lost Sue Cheney, who's been doing that for us for a long time, and we're sad to see her go. But we need somebody who would be willing to post on Facebook and Instagram. And if you don't know how to do that, but you're interested in trying it, we'll be happy to train you. And then last but not least, our Monty Stevens, our membership chair, is looking for new members on his committee. So if you want to come up with ideas for new benefits for the Friends and help get new members, we'd love to have you.
There's
lots going on.
So many ways to get involved. Nicole, thank you for being a wonderful guest.
Thank
we love
you.
Having you. And Hannah, thank you for being my co-host while Molly Gallivant's at PLA this morning.
Happy to be here.
Mark, happy to have you on our board now.
Thank you.
And
happy to be here.
Until next week, we will see you in the stacks.